saying and worthy of all acceptance, that Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners, of whom I am chief. Was St. Paul being hyperbolic here, or was he perhaps expressing false humility by saying that he was the chief of sinners? The translation that was actually read said, I am first, but what that means is I'm the number one. I'm the head of the whole band of sinners. The fathers say that he was not being hyperbolic. What he was doing is he was looking at himself first, because of all the sinners in the world, the only sinner that I really know the depths of their sin is myself. When I see other people and I see their sins, I only see their outward action, but I don't know what's in their heart. I don't know whether to what extent they realize what they're doing is wrong. I don't know their background. I may look at someone who committed some horrible crime and I may say, well, I'm not as bad as that person because look what they did. But what I don't know is if I was raised the same way that they were and experienced the same things in life that they had experienced, would I have done better, the same, or maybe even worse than they did? I don't know that. But I do know my own sins, I know my own intentions, and I know that I know when I'm doing wrong. And so I am the chief of sinners. And that's the attitude that we should all have when we examine ourselves, that we're number one. We don't compare ourselves with anyone else because for all we know, in the eyes of God, we really are the chiefest of sinners because we know better and we don't know what someone else knows or does not know. Also, St. Paul, by this time, had been a Christian for quite some time, had lived an exemplary life. So you might say, well, why would he still, in the present tense, say, I'm the chief of sinners? Well, we have to constantly remind ourselves of our past sins because, again, we're often tempted to judge other people, and we may say, well, I haven't done any of that stuff for a long time, so I'm in the clear. But we have to remember what we were like before the grace of Christ changed our lives and we became believers. We should never forget that we're sinners, and we should also not take that fact lightly. I think that there's a double temptation here. On the one hand, there are those that don't think of themselves as sinners. They think of themselves as holy people. And if you were to say that they were sinners, they would have a problem with that statement. On the other hand, those of us that have heard the gospel all of our lives, we know that God is merciful. We may say, oh yeah, I'm the chief of sinners, and see that as sort of an excuse for whatever we might do. We can go on being the chief of sinners in our actions every day because we know God is merciful. But that's not what St. Paul is trying to suggest to us. In the first epistle of St. John, it reads, if we say that we have no sin, we deceive ourselves and the truth is not in us. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us of all unrighteousness. If we say that we have not sinned, we make him a liar and his word is not in us. But the very next verse says, my little children, these things I write to you so that you may not sin. And if anyone sins, we have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ the righteous. And in chapter 3 of the same epistle, St. John says, whosoever commits sin also commits lawlessness, and sin is lawlessness. And you know that he was manifested to take away our sins, and in him there is no sin. Whoever abides in him does not sin. Whoever sins has neither seen him nor known him. Little children, let no one deceive you. He who practices righteousness is righteous, just as he is righteous. He who sins is of the devil, for the devil has sinned from the beginning. For this purpose the Son of God was manifested, that he might destroy the works of the devil. Whoever has been born of God does not sin, for his seed remains in him, and he cannot sin because he has been born of God. So the question you might ask is, well, did St. John contradict himself? Because on the one hand, he says, if we say that we have no sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us. But then he says, whoever abides in him does not sin. So which one is it? Well, one thing that we have to understand is that we remain sinners even if we are saintly people in two senses. One, we have sinned in the past. And so even though we may be forgiven, the fact remains that we have sinned, And we're forgiven sinners. We're pardoned sinners. But there's also another sense that even the great saints of the church were not completely free from sins of ignorance or unintentional sins. And that's the reason why when we say prayers, we often talk about sins of ignorance and sins of knowledge. There's a distinction between the two, and they're not the same. And there's obviously a distinction in terms of how serious they are. Because when we sin, when we know that we shouldn't do something, or we know that we should do something, and we intentionally choose to either do that which we shouldn't do or not do that which we should do, we're doing it with malice and forethought. Whereas when we do something, and maybe we don't know that it's wrong, or maybe we do something unintentionally that offends somebody else, and we had no idea that it would do it, but we realize that we've offended them. And so it's a sin, but it's a sin of ignorance. It's an unintentional sin. And as an unintentional sin, it's certainly far less serious than an intentional sin, but it's nevertheless a sin that we have to repent of. If you become aware that you've offended someone, even if you didn't intend to do it, would you not ask for their forgiveness when you became aware of it? Of course, if you're a believer, if you're a Christian, if you're striving to be at peace with everyone, you would ask for their forgiveness, even if it wasn't really your intention to offend them. But we have no excuse when we sin. We know what we're doing is a sin, and we intentionally do it. There's no necessity that forces us to sin in that sense, to willfully sin. We choose to sin. Don't ever kid yourself about it and say, oh, well, I couldn't help myself. You could help yourself. You have the power of choice. The grace of God is there to help you if you avail yourself to it. So when you sin intentionally, it's not just, oh, I'm the chief of sinners, no big deal, God understands, everybody does it. No. St. John says, he who abides in Christ does not sin. And that's what you should be striving towards, is to get to the point where you're not committing sins of intention. Sins separate us from God, which is why when the priest says the prayer of absolution, he says, reconcile and unite him unto thy holy church through Jesus Christ our Lord. When we sin, we separate ourselves from God. Sin separates us, but repentance reconciles us to God. Because again, if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. This is why when we sin and we become aware of it, we should immediately repent and ask for God's forgiveness. Because in that moment of sin, we have separated ourselves from God, but in that moment of repentance, we reconcile ourselves to God. And to the extent that we continue to sin, we remain separate. And to the extent that we repent, we reconcile ourselves to God. That's the reason why in the Orthodox Church, we encourage people, and this is what the saints did, to say the Jesus prayer continually. O Lord Jesus Christ, Son of God, have mercy on me, a sinner. And when we say these words, we have to really believe what we're saying. We can't say, forgive me a sinner, and really be thinking, oh, I'm such a saintly person, but I'm being humble and calling myself a sinner. No, we really are sinners. We have to earnestly be aware of that fact. And we're not just run-of-the-mill sinners, but we are the chief of sinners, because we know ourselves, we know that we know better, and that we should do better. But we also have to earnestly believe that it's true that God is merciful, and that if we do confess our sins, if we sincerely repent, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Amen.